The following Cruise Addicts Talk Show is a production of Cruise Radio.
In these winter months, consider TripInsurance.com to cover your next cruise investment. Buy direct from the leading insurers and save up to 40% or more on comparable plans from the other sites. Get a quote today and save from TripInsurance.com.
Okay, stand by.
Broadcasting from the Cruise Radio studios in Jacksonville, Florida, this is Cruise Radio.
Hey, I'm Matt Bassford. Doug is on assignment. On this show, we'll tackle a hot-button topic recently with Costa Concordia Travel Insurance. Dan Skilkin from TripInsurance.com will be here answering your questions. Plus, we'll talk to Clem Basin, president of Hotwire.com, and see how their cruise trends are looking post-Costa Concordia. But first, Stuart Sheeran, the cruise guy. Hello, Stuart.
Hey, Matt.
Very good. The cruise industry set a new safety drill policy. Who regulates the cruise industry? And just can you give us the details?
Well, let's say there's international requirements. It's called SOLAS, which is Safety of Life at Sea. And that essentially provides the regulations that the cruise lines have, the mandates that they have to do, which is that they have to provide a muster drill within 24 hours of the passengers embarking on their cruise. The new policy, as adopted by all of the various associations, the Cruise Lines International Association here, European Cruise Council, Passenger Safety Association, is going to require that all of their members have agreed to provide these muster drills before the ship departs on its sailing.
Carnival's putting Carnival Splendor in New York. Does this say anything about cruising out of the Northeast?
Well, it actually says two things, Matt. One, that they're confident that cruising will be able to be sustained year-round out of New York. Two, they're putting one of their newest and largest cruise ships in that market. But what it also says is, well, where's Carnival Splendor coming from? Carnival Splendor is coming from Los Angeles, which for the last 20 years has had year-round cruising to the Mexican Riviera, which is going to discontinue. So they are pulling one of their largest ships and moving it to New York while essentially discontinuing year-round operation to the Mexican Riviera for seven-day cruises out of Los Angeles. So essentially, the West Coast will no longer have year-round service, year-round cruising, except Carnival will still have the 3- and 4-day ship departing from Long Beach. But other than that, I mean, there's no year-round service. It's all going to be seasonal, so it shows more problems for Mexican Riviera cruises.
And I read Carnival's putting Legend in Europe. Is this smart?
Well, it's interesting because they don't have a new ship coming out in 2013. So they're putting, the Carnival Legend is part of the Carnival Spear class of ships, which there's actually 18 between the Holland America, Carnival, Costa, Cunard and P&O fleets, and it really makes a big difference. So it's a perfect size for Carnival to be out in Europe. It's not one of their 130,000 ton ships. It's an 88,000 ton ship, and it's perfect out there.
Princess Cruises announced the schedules of the new Royal Princess. When's it coming out, and where's it headed?
Well, it'll begin sailing June of 2013. It will be their largest ship. It'll be 3,600 passengers for 141,000 tons, and it's going to be nice. They're going to be putting her into the, she'll be doing the Mediterranean sailings, but a lot of her sailings not only will include sailings out of Dover, which a lot of the Carnival ships depart out of Southampton. Dover is a great port to sail out of, lots of history. And it'll do really nice with the Mediterranean cruises they'll be able to do out of there.
I'm sure we've been seeing a lot of European cruise sales lately. Is this linked to the Concordia accident or just a weak European market?
Well, I have to say it's twofold, Matt. European cruise sales this time of year are normal. We've seen different levels of cruise sales. Princess started out with 1,000, came out with $1,600 off, and now we're seeing some 2-for-1 on some select European cruises. But it's not like it's widespread, so I certainly wouldn't hit the panic button. But I think what's also happening is that the Europeans are having their own significant economic issues right now. We've seen the Eurozone in turmoil. We've seen the riots in Greece, and that has had an effect on future cruise sales. And what is happening is I think that the cruise lines are saying, you know what, we're going to be depending more on U.S.-based passengers to help fill our European ships up than what the Europeans would traditionally produce because of the economic turmoils that are going on within the Eurozone. So we are going to be seeing some more sales. I think it's going to be a great year for Americans to get some European deals. But, of course, that will be offset by whatever the costs of the airfare are going to be. So I think the cruise lines are going to wind up having to do some airfare sales where they're going to have to offer free or reduced airfares on their European cruises. At this point, you know, it may not be too far out of the question to think that maybe one or two ships that are slated to go to Europe may wind up staying in the Caribbean this summer. But, you know, we'll definitely know that within the next couple of weeks, depending on how the Europeans book, in the next couple of weeks.
Stuart here on The Cruise Guy doesn't just report the cruise news. He offers personal therapy and advice. Isn't that right, Stuart?
It is, and that's just such a compelling reason to listen to Cruise Radio every week.
You touch us deeply.
See ya.
This is Cruise Radio.
For over 42 years, Park West Gallery has introduced over 1.3 million people to fine art. Here's what actual customers are saying.
I've been collecting with Park West 5-6 years now.
6 years.
9 years.
10 years. Everybody we meet at Park West makes you feel comfortable. You're part of their family.
It is an exciting and fun experience. It is enjoyable, uplifting.
Park West has been so kind to us. Park West makes us excited to spend money on art.
To find out more about Park West Gallery, visit parkwestgallery.com or go to cruiseradio.net and click on the Park West Gallery icon. It's not just a good idea to have travel insurance during the winter months or hurricane season. Every travel agent or travel expert we talk to says it is a very smart idea to always travel with travel insurance.
That's why you should check the folks out at tripinsurance.com. They have exclusive products from the leading travel insurers that you won't find anywhere else.
Yeah, they are the low-cost leader in travel insurance with savings up to 40% or more when you compare similar coverage from other sources.
What plan do you want to go with? Good, better, or best? They have coverage in all three categories that make it easy to find the right insurance plan for your budget.
You know what defines great customer service? Actually being able to talk to a human being, and they do that at tripinsurance.com. They are committed to great customer service with 24/7 telephone support before, during, and after your trip. You can also file claims online right on their website, and they keep you posted of any travel alerts that could affect your travels or safety at your destination. Check them out right now, tripinsurance.com. Each week we give you Porthole Cruise Magazine's Pick of the Week. If you're cruising the Mexican Riviera this week and happen to call on Puerto Vallarta on Saturday, February 18th, check out the city's own Mardi Gras parade tradition, which celebrates the beginning of spring with its fourth annual carnival. The two-mile-long parade will be held from 9 p.m. to midnight and will feature more than 100 floats, thousands of dancers, and hundreds of musicians. It'll travel straight through the new Malecón, beginning in the northern end at Parque Hidalgo, which will be the first time since its opening that participants will take over Puerto Vallarta's newly remodeled iconic boardwalk. The parade will end at Zona Romántica, where you can join other partiers for a giant street celebration. Get details at CarnivalVallarta.com. President of TripInsurance.com with us, Dan Skilkin. Welcome to Cruise Radio, Dan.
Thank you very much, Matt.
Well, before we get to our listener questions, and we've got a lot of them regarding trip insurance, with the passengers aboard the Costa Concordia, if they had trip insurance, what will this cover? Obviously, depends on their plan, I guess, but is something like this going to be covered in any way?
Well, I got to tell you, yes, as a backup, but the cruise ship company is responsible to cover the cost of getting passengers to safety, as well as the passengers' loss of property and additional expenses to get home. So the passengers are going to be well covered on this, and certainly their travel insurance will back them up. But I don't think they'll ever need, in this particular case, to file a claim on the travel insurance because the Costa Concordia will take care of all of it.
What are the top three claims that you see with travel insurance?
Typically, we did a recent review of how travel insurance claims break down by the number of claims reported.
Yeah.
And 40% of the claims were for trip cancellation. Another 37% were for travel delays and trip interruptions, like a delayed flight that causes you to miss your cruise departure. 13% were for medical expenses and evacuation, and then 9% were for lost baggage or delayed baggage. So most people buy travel insurance for cancellation coverage, but if you take a look at how these claims break down, there are a lot of other reasons you need travel insurance to protect you during your cruise.
All right, we have a question from a listener on the line. Tom in Illinois, go ahead.
I've been reading a lot about norovirus on cruise ships. And if a person has travel insurance and has to go to the medical center on the ship, is that covered?
Yes. Assuming the person has sickness medical coverage as part of their travel insurance plan and caught the virus on board the ship, treatment on board or in a hospital is covered. Illnesses that affect you before the start of a trip may be subject to exclusions for pre-existing conditions. If you get an injury, if an injury occurs during your trip, that would also be covered, but certain of the more adventurous shore excursion activities might not be because some policies exclude things like mountaineering or hang gliding, bungee cord jumping, scuba diving, or things like road racing. Also, many of the policies exclude intoxication, so be careful getting too drunk on your cruise to walk safely back to your cabin.
Of course. All right, Lewis in Denver, Colorado, go ahead with your question.
When should you buy travel insurance? When you book the cruise?
This is a great question, and it always comes up. If you buy your travel insurance when booking or within 14 days of the first deposit, then you generally get a much better value. There are time-sensitive provisions in almost all travel insurance policies. If you buy within 14 days, you can take advantage of the pre-existing conditions waiver, and you're also eligible to purchase cancel for any reason coverage.
All right, Tiffany in Oakland, go ahead.
I know that the cruise lines offer travel insurance, and I guess my question is, why purchase travel insurance through a third party instead of getting it directly from the cruise line?
Cruise lines sell what is known as wholesale travel insurance policies. These can be less expensive at times because they usually charge the same rates no matter what the passenger's age is. These policies typically don't cover bankruptcy of a travel supplier, so if the cruise company goes bankrupt, you're not covered. They generally have lower coverage limits, and the cancellation coverage may be more expensive or more restrictive. In some cruise line policies, the cancel for any reason benefit provides generally a travel credit rather than cash. So for just a few dollars more, you can generally get much better protection at tripinsurance.com.
When someone has an accident or an illness while at sea, what's this procedure? Is there an 800 number to call?
Well, most cruise ships have medical staff on board that can help you with minor issues. If they're not equipped to deal with your medical problem, then getting transported to a place that can provide adequate care is necessary. And all of TripInsurance.com's policies include 24/7 medical assistance services. And you can contact them toll-free, and they can arrange this type of transfer and then coordinate arrangements to return you home when it's medically safe to do so. The assistance personnel can also provide you translation services if you're in an area that doesn't have English-speaking doctors.
I'm curious about medical jets. If someone has a heart attack, they probably can't take a commercial plane back home. Is that covered?
All of the policies on TripInsurance.com include emergency medical evacuation coverage. If you're unable to return home using commercial travel arrangements, then this coverage covers the cost of a medical transport service. Sometimes these evacuations are by a private jet, and they may also include a doctor or nurse escort. You can imagine that an air ambulance like that can be quite expensive.
Oh, yeah.
They can run as much as $20,000 to $30,000 or more. So emergency medical evacuation is an essential benefit in any travel insurance policy.
We've all seen YouTube videos of Coast Guard helicopters rescuing passengers at sea, and certainly plenty of movies out there about this kind of thing. Does the Coast Guard send a bill, and does your insurance cover that?
Well, in the event of a disaster that requires a Coast Guard intervention, it's not clear who they would issue the bill to for the rescue. If a government issues a bill for a rescue effort, the coverage under the policy would depend upon the problem and the cause of the loss.
Right.
Let's say the cruise ship ran aground like the tragedy just happened this weekend on the Costa Concordia off the Tuscan coast. One would expect that the cruise line would likely cover all the costs to get the passengers to safety.
If you plan a cruise for a sick spouse as an incentive to get well, and you buy travel insurance within 14 days, will the pre-existing condition waiver cover you in case they don't get well and you have to cancel?
This is a pretty common practice. A lot of people do this to try to give their spouse some incentive to get well, and they'll buy a cruise and tell them, you know, that they're going to go on this cruise when they're feeling better. Actually, in these particular cases, you're not covered for cancellation. And the reason for it is that a traveler's got to be well enough to travel at the time you buy the travel insurance in order to be covered. Think about it. You can't wreck your car and then buy insurance to get it repaired. So you really need to be well enough to travel. But there is a provision, the cancel for any reason benefit that you can purchase can cover this type of situation, provided the travel insurance is purchased during the required time frame, and you have to cancel 2 days or more before departure. Now, even this benefit has some limitations because it doesn't cover the entire loss, usually only 75% or less in some cases. But if you're going to do this, if you're going to buy travel insurance to cover a trip for an ailing spouse that you want to get well, make sure that you at least get canceled for any reason coverage.
Very good. President of TripInsurance.com, Mr. Dan Skilkin, thank you so much for being with us. Really appreciate it.
Matt, it's a pleasure. Anytime.
And that was good advice. Good advice. Good advice costs nothing and it's worth the price. I sincerely doubt that the world could do without my good advice.
Have a question for the experts, or would you like to talk about your cruise or vacation experience, good or bad? Email comments at cruiseradio.net.
Happy to have the president of the Hotwire Group, Clem Basin, with us now. Clem, welcome to Cruise Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Or should I call you Mr. President?
Oh, don't do that. That's reserved for other important people.
King of the universe of Hotwire. For the folks listening out, how does Hotwire differ from Priceline? Both seem to kind of be the same with not knowing what you're getting into until you buy.
It was a similar model, but Hotwire was launched after Priceline, and the express intent was to provide the discounts and the deals without so much hassle. So there's no bidding at Hotwire. What you see is what you get.
Yeah.
There is some information you don't know at the time you're booking, but you can click book now, put in a credit card number, and know that you've got what you're wanting to buy. Versus Priceline, you know, you're bidding and you don't really know if you'll get it or not.
What's the cruise savings indicator?
So the cruise savings indicator, we got into the cruise business eagerly kind of starting this year. And what we wanted to do is give our customers and anyone else out there an indication of where they might find the very best deals coming up this year. And what we have that maybe others don't, and what we look at is through our subsidiary cruise ship centers, we look at all the data related to cruises, and we can see historically and currently where are price drops occurring. So where are deals coming up versus deals in past years? So we should be able to kind of get a better view than anyone else out there.
So with these economic times, people are trying to watch every penny. Like, what kind of advice do you have for people trying to find a vacation on a budget?
For cruises, first of all, it's all about timing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you look in the off season, kind of October to December, and I think this is true for any vacation personally, I always take one of my vacations every year the first couple weeks of December.
Mm-hmm.
First, you're going to find the best rates and the very best deals then.
Okay.
Second, if you're looking last minute and can you know, watch the data, watch the price alerts, and really jump on something when a cruise ship may not have filled all its cabins and cuts price at the very last minute. That's another one.
Mm-hmm.
And then for Carnival in particular, we've always really liked the Early Savers program there, which gives you kind of 20%+ discounts if you book early. So it's kind of the opposite if you book way, way out.
Right.
If you plan ahead, you can get those on Carnival. So those are our three tips.
Okay, cool. And with Hotwire, do you know what cruise line you're going on?
So we kind of have two cruise products out there right now. We have the standard cruise bookings that Expedia would offer and or you could find on other sites. We bundle in a hotel, free hotel nights offer with that to make it sweeter. Mm-hmm. But we have a new product that we've just started offering around discount cruises. We've launched it in partnership with Norwegian Cruise Lines to start. And what you know about that, it's kind of similar to our Hotwire discounted rates and other things like hotels and cars. Uh-huh. What you know is you know the brand and you know the itinerary.
Okay.
But you don't know the exact sailing date. So you might say, this is for a cruise in February, and it could be one of three sailing dates. Okay. So you have to have some flexibility in terms of your timing, and you'll get $200 or some amount of money off for that flexibility. And when you're done booking, it's a non-refundable booking, you find out the exact sailing date.
Oh, cool. So what kind of trends is Hotwire seeing right now with cruise bookings?
Well, we have strong upward trends on the bookings that we're doing on the site. I don't know if you know, you may probably talk about this in other shows that you have, but a lot of folks are booking cruises or have historically via the phone. Mm-hmm. We're starting to see a big shift in people booking online only, so that people become more confident about just booking online, which I think is great. And actually, we were wondering if after what happened with the Costa Concordia, whether we would see people start to not cruise and cancel their cruises and whether that would cause issues and whether people would need to start cutting prices on cruises. And I'm kind of thankful to say that we haven't seen any of that so far. The cruise market, at least since the tragedy, has been quite stable, mm-hmm. and people seem to be indicating that they view this as an isolated event versus an indication of the cruise industry as a whole.
How about as far as destinations go?
We do a lot down in the Caribbean with Carnival in particular, so that's always been popular for us. People are excited in that area in particular for the new Disney ships coming up this year. Mm-hmm. What else do we have going on now? Australia and New Zealand should be a very popular cruise destination this year if prices are any indication. And we're seeing prices come down pretty dramatically, so we believe that'll be the hot one for this coming year.
And what kind of resources does Hotwire offer for like first-time cruisers who maybe want to learn more about the itineraries or the different ships or and stuff like that?
We have... So we have a broad-based search engine that now covers the vast majority of the cruise lines. You can also go in and see reviews of the different cruises. So we offer a rating on each. And I don't know if you know, but we used to be part of the same parent company, Expedia Inc., which owns TripAdvisor, which also owns Cruise Critic. So there's some linkages there between our content and Cruise Critics as well.
Very good. President of Hotwire Group, Clem Basin, thank you so much for the info. We really appreciate it.
Thanks so much. It was great talking to y'all.
All right, that's going to do it. Don't forget, we're on the Stitcher Radio Network. We're happy about this always, and it's the best way to listen to Cruise Radio and other podcasts. Just go to cruiseradio.net, click on the Stitcher Radio icon. Also, sign up for our instant email updates, the news alerts, if you will. You can go to cruiseradio.net, in the upper right-hand corner, just enter your email address. From the Cruise Radio Studios in Jacksonville, Florida, and on behalf of Doug Parker, who is once again on the high seas, this is Cruise Radio.
Thanks for listening to Cruise Radio. For information on how your company can reach over 100,000 travel enthusiasts a week, email sales@cruiseradio.net. Find Cruise Radio on iTunes, Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Just search Cruise Radio.
The preceding Cruise Addicts Talk Show was a production of Cruise Radio.